Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com, the best underwear in the action sport game.
Right, we're back, the three of us. It's been a while. How are you, boys?
Fine until I've seen him.
Have you made up? Have you made friends?
Nope. Now we've not fallen out, have we? Over what?
Over what? Me and Billy did a podcast yesterday because we're on it and you're not. But we left a few topics to discuss, and the first topic that we said we should talk about is...
not the merch.
How you ruined our Christmas.
How you ruined Christmas for the pair of us. Me, right, even more.
Single-handedly ruined Christmas.
Yeah, but it did stress you boys out a lot more than I would have thought it would have. I think, mate, he just looks after his number one.
So for the backstory that you've probably heard a little bit in some of the vlogs, we all ordered... No, sorry, we didn't all order. Me and Billy ordered...
Billy ordered first.
Yeah, sort of.
No,
me and Billy both decided.
I was ready, and then that inspired you, and then you did a day's work, and you had a lot.
Can you both stop talking over each other, please?
Well, what happened
We're very opinionated on this subject.
What happened was,
fuck, I'm going to start smashing something up in a minute.
In November,
I think I need to stay out of it.
In November, me and Billy both decided we're going to have new clothing ready for Christmas.
Well, no, it was considerably before November. Yeah, I decided that. I'd actually decided that in about August. I started mine. While I was at the APC, I actually started to do mine.
Anyway, we put the order in.
Look at him, just sat there.
Text into the group chat, what do you think to this? And Tommy went, I want merch. And raced round.
We ordered actually. I ordered it in October still, and by like 2 weeks later, he just went, "Oh, it's nearly Christmas, isn't it? I want new merch for Christmas."
No, actually, I
want new merch
designs.
For Christmas.
I would no. Yeah. In my defence, I'd actually asked Ryan Watson for designs in.
Well, that's your first problem.
October.
You ask Ryan Watson, you have to ask him for a year next October.
Well, I've actually got them today. So I asked him in October, and they've arrived today. So it's actually, that's a good turnaround for Ryan.
October, November, December. 4 months.
Yeah, 4 months is good. But I didn't get them. And then I started panicking, which I pretty much knew I wasn't going to get them. But then, sorry, I won't put my feet up. The soul's dirty. But anyway, then these two sent into the chat, we're all ordered up. Christmas is coming. Done our order, I've done this order, I've done that order, and then I'm on the other end like, oh, said to say, well, I sort of want some stuff for Christmas. And I sort of wrote into the chat, I want stuff for Christmas. These two laughed at me and says, well, you're unorganised. So then the next day I ran up to
Just took you by surprise
Ed.
That Christmas happened to be December the 25th this year, did it?
Well, I was waiting on Ryan. I was waiting on Ryan. And so the next day I rushed over to Ed's for, if I can get a few little bits... It's better than nothing. One of the items is what I'm wearing now. It'll be back in stock in a couple of weeks. But
what happens, when Tommy asked me to design anything for him or help him, I will not do it unless he's sat next to me because he's the most indecisive person going. And if you end up doing it over the internet or over the phone, you just get changes.
You get angry
to do this
with me.
And then you go, oh, I liked it first how it was.
Yeah, so then I drove to Ed's. We managed to, well, between the pair of us, Ed done it, I agreed it. Signed it off his work, and then off it went. And then
10 days later, it fucking turned up.
10 days later, it was made in the thing, ready to send out. And these two are just none the wiser of what's happening with their stuff. So I guess just got lucky, didn't I? And you two got unlucky.
Jumped the queue is what you did.
Jumped the queue, but I didn't ask for it to be done any sooner.
No, it's because you put such a pathetic order in.
Yeah, because I only ordered a few items.
Yeah,
I ordered two of these.
Fair,
I don't
actually put the entirety of the blame on him. I also put...
On the supplier?
Well, yes.
Yeah, true.
The order, which is less than half as much, which is 2 weeks later, just...
Well, anyway, the long and short of it is Tommy's turned up in time for December to sell. Billy's was stressing me out, somewhat chronic, and that turned up ready to rock and roll on the 10th of December, and that four days to get it in stock.
Well, no, it didn't all even turn up on the 10th.
Well, true, yeah, it didn't. And
bits and bobs, and eventually half of it went online.
Poor old Ed's turned up on the 21st of December.
Ed shit out the most.
Yeah, I did. Big shit time. Right out. So if you want to get one of these nice green hoodies to make
it
up.
Yeah, you could go support the Keck stuff, because that's now in, but he missed a drop. So if you got some Christmas money and didn't buy any of ours, buy the Keck stuff.
A Christmas voucher.
We did some gift cards. Yeah.
Gift cards, can't you?
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, you could get gift cards.
Are we all made up now? Is it the air cleared?
No. I was never upset with anyone.
Of course you were.
No, he's irritated the life out of us for the last 2 days as it is anyway.
Well, Bill's come back and expects every track to be open for him to just ride in imperfect, impeccable conditions, and then has moaned that it's a bit overcast in this country and says he's going back to his mansion in Spain.
Yeah, he's basically Spanish now. That's all he keeps saying.
Going back to Spain then.
No, it's
I'm
not even
back.
That Spain's that good.
Yesterday, the dummy was so far out, he was going, I'm going back to Spain tomorrow and I'll be back Friday. He was going home for 3 days.
He told me. But then I've said, it's hard to organise a track.
It's not even, it's just the riding that annoys us. It's just the unreliability of riding in this. And I knew it was like that. I've spent the last however many years of my life dealing with that. It's just I'd got privileges. Maybe it's a good thing I've come back for a week and had to suffer it out. And
I honestly have not missed a day that I've wanted to ride. You just have to spend a lot of time on a weather app and then looking around the country. And luckily, we're still lucky in this area. I can go up to a sand track on the coast in Louth. There's another one I rode yesterday. Different. They're sort of, it's not illegal, but you sort of just have to know where you're going.
Definitely is.
Not if the police don't catch you. Like I said to you, last time the police come, I put my bike on a lead and I just said I was out walking it. And then I revved it up and told it to be quiet. And the policeman just looked at me and didn't know what to do. Got back in his van and drove off.
Who's told you that joke?
He told me it earlier on the phone. And he delivered it in a much better way, to be honest. And it was actually fucking hilarious when he told me earlier on the phone. But you've just made such a hash of it. Then.
Jokes the second time round. Recycled jokes, not as funny.
You tried to get it out fast then. You got excited to start saying it, didn't you? And you just
you had to shut me down otherwise. I had to get it all out before you called me a horrible name. But it's hard, isn't it? Everyone watching this knows you can't, but Bill's obviously wants to ride, and it's just I'm waiting for people to message back or trying to figure out where it's good.
And to be fair, all last week I was looking at the weather, knowing I was going to be home this week, just going, my mental health is going to be tested to its extremes this week. But I've been all right so far. I haven't punched any walls yet or myself yet.
You rode today, I rode yesterday, same track. I've just found somewhere to ride tomorrow. We've got Essex Works the following day. Little activity now, I like that. There's a few places.
Yeah, no, I'm at new layout at Essex Works as well, innit? So I can't fucking do your lap time.
I wouldn't get too excited over the new layout, but yeah, I think I just went out on top.
Fucking night light shot.
I seen pictures on Facebook last night.
Well, there's only so much you can do. It'll be fun still.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed.
It'll be dry.
I reckon I was doing a sub 30.
I reckon you'd have done a shoulder more like. The old front wheel wash. The old classic bolt front wheel wash would have gone down hard.
In our podcast yesterday, we did discuss a slight... Well, we skipped Supercross because we thought it'd be better when you was here. But we also did Arena Cross slightly. And Bill seems to think you're going to go undefeated.
No, fucking hell no.
That's what I said.
That's well, the phone call I got when you were on the way home from Jake's the other day would...
Oh yeah, I feel good.
Not suggest there was anything other happening.
I feel good. I do feel very good on the bike. I really like my Kawasaki at the minute, and I really enjoyed time at Essex Works. Then I went to Jake's. I really enjoyed riding at Jake's. I enjoyed it at that Spain. I feel good. Like I feel I'm going to be one of the best riders. It may be have a big surprise, but it's just it's such short race. I worked it out the other day. It's a 14 lap main event, and the lap times normally on a track that's four lanes is about 21, 25 seconds. So you're talking
6-7 minutes.
Or sometimes even 5 minutes. That's what I mean. So if you get a bad start and if you watch some of the other Arena Cross, which makes it good because someone can get a good start and then they can get a win.
If there's 4 or 5 lanes, it means there's still going to be 4 or 5 corners each lap.
Honestly, some of the videos, if you just go inside, but that's up to me to get a good start. But I just don't think it's one of those outdoors.
This is exactly what I said. It'll all be down to if you can get an inside line on the gate from your time before.
Ed did say that
yesterday. Yeah, so I would imagine it's probably going to be quite important to qualify well.
Is qualifying Super Pole?
No, I'm not sure. I didn't see a Super Pole in the timetable. No. So I would imagine in it, I did see the schedule. He sent it all to us. Matt sent it to everyone on the list. And then it's practice, which is early, 8 o'clock in the morning, which I want to talk to him about that, actually. I was going to call him today because we're out first, pro A and B. I don't see the need for us to be out at seven. Put the kids that are up raring to go out of bed, jumping about, put them out first, then the amateurs, and then put us out at 10 o'clock. We don't need to be up at seven. I've got a kid at home. I'm going for a rest at the weekend. A bit of a lie-in. It'd be nice. But it's two practices, 15 minutes, which is a really long practice, a 15-minute practice.
20-second lap time.
Yeah, even at Supercross in America, their first practice was only 8 minutes. We got 15.
Yeah, and I actually, the qualifying's only 10 as well, isn't it? Because I'm sure I watched the second qualifying when we were driving back. And
so
I couldn't
short.
Believe it was only 10 minutes.
Mad. And that's a long lap, and all that they've got figured out in their first practice was 7 minutes. I was like, wow. Some of them are like 4 or 5 laps. If you roll a lap, it takes a minute and a half. But we've got big practices. And then, getting back to it, I think it's going to be important to qualify well, to then get a good pick for your heat, to then get a big pick for your main. If you're on gate 10, you've got no chance.
Or they could do it like Bills, where they reverse the grid, set off last.
You could do that, but it sort of penalises. I don't like that ideal.
Short.
Yeah, there's not enough obstacles.
I think it'll ruin it.
It works good for our races, especially.
You can get stuck on your stuff.
Three main events and stuff. Two, you get the advantage, and one, you don't. Like, it actually works good for us, but I don't think it would work for that.
No,
it
wouldn't. But the thought of going undefeated, no way. Just go there, enjoy it. I would like to win a couple of rounds. I think I can, but no way undefeated. There's too much can go on in that little space, knocked on the start. And
yeah, I agree.
That's what makes that event.
I shut him down. I said, nah, no chance.
I like the faith, though, Bill.
Always.
I said to Ed, I think you could go undefeated as well, but you threw that away at the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, Bill's not undefeated anymore.
That was the one thing I said to him on the phone. I said he'd be pissed
off.
I'm
almost pleased in a way, because obviously last year I was one moto out of them all. But at the time I didn't really care. But then
now you're one moto
afterwards.
Out.
No, like afterwards I was like, fuck, it was only one moto. Like if I just didn't I made a lot of mistakes that moto I didn't win in Budapest last year. And afterwards I was like, fuck, it's a bit annoying, but I'm pleased to get the one.
Which round was that?
Last year it was Budapest Moto 1, I think.
Where was the race at the weekend? But Budapest?
No. This weekend, I'm talking about last season. Last season, I only lost one moto.
Ah.
Which I did at the time, I didn't really care about. No. But then at the end of the year, I was like, fuck, I actually did lose one.
Nice.
That was a bit annoying. So then this year, after I won all three the first round, I was thinking about it a lot more than I was last year. But I'm almost pleased in a way that I got the out the way. Like, I don't really care because, fuck, if I had gone on like this weekend and next weekend, next round,
you'd have been putting pressure on yourself.
Yeah, so I'm pleased that's out of the way and I can just chill.
Chill out. Have you been chilling? Second time, Dad?
Well, I'm a father of two now. There's been a little bit less chill in the house than there was this time last week. but still, it's all right. Just steady away. Got a little bit of just more spending my time wisely, the time that I have. Trying to keep the missus happy. Keep the Alf happy so he don't feel left out. Just trying to keep the household afloat so everyone's happy. And but it's all good at the minute, yeah. I'll be quite... Our island and arena cross is going to be a nice...
Are we allowed
nice
to call
rest.
It a holiday? Or just so if not like that?
She don't watch these, so we are on holiday for Belfast. Holiday, beer at the airport, Thursday afternoon, we are off.
And then get back Sunday? How was it? Bit shit.
Yeah, I've come up with a plan now. I told it to Ed before that nowadays when I go riding and Soph says, how was it? I'm going to go, what a day. Just aggro. Just riding was hard. I didn't feel that good.
Traffic.
Just put everything on a downer. So then she can go, no, it'll be all right. Just have a little rest now at home. If I come back every day, because I normally do, like, yeah, the fucking bollocks. I was the boy today, ripping around there. Loved it. She's going to go, this man's having too much fun. Like, I've been here
you can do
all day clearing up shit and piss off the sofa and trying to feed these. And then I'm just having the time of my life. So I'm going to flip it on the head and just go, I've already started it today. I've been telling her, I'm fucking knackered. I feel awful. Like, oh, this is wearing me down. And then, good. It's going quite well. She's saying, you need a bit more sleep. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I know.
Shall I not clip this bit up for an Instagram thing then?
No, don't put this on an Instagram. But I reckon you've got to play the game.
Good to know.
Play the game.
Yeah, so we're on holiday next weekend. We're setting off to Belfast, aren't we?
Yeah, me, you, and...
Belfast.
And Mel. I'm apparently a team manager. I don't know where that's come from.
Yeah, Ed's team manager. He said, what does that entail? I said, you've got to pay our entries.
Well, I said, I don't want to do it.
Entries, sign us on, Guardian for the weekend. But no, Ed's looking forward to it.
It'll be good. I'm doing the T-shirt cannon, actually.
Are you firing it?
You're firing it. Oh.
Yeah, I think that's Bill, a good
idea. And Bill, if Bill comes to Wembley.
Well, I told Bill earlier, we're firing all his T-shirts out. I'm not firing any of mine out.
That's a good point.
Gets your name about, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No,
people would be happier if they get mine rather than yours anyway.
I asked Matt what you can fire out of it, and he said anything as long as it's packed up correctly. And I've found some... the very, very first Billy Bolt keks we did with the bike on it. Found some of them in kids' sizes. That never went on the website.
Why not?
Where did all that old shit that I had go?
I put it in the back of your van and you flung it out.
Still in a distribution centre, isn't it? Just released it.
Cheeky bastard.
Got one on, didn't you?
Nah, they're really shit, not the really old stuff.
Yeah, that was all. I can't remember
where that went. I didn't actually do anything with that though. It's somewhere.
I give it to you to lob out of the ride. Yeah, I know. Remember, you give us
it. It was not. It was put in my responsibility. Then I've lost it.
I give it you to give or to take to the first trade stand.
Yeah, that tong. We didn't do anything with it there.
Did you lob it out of Weston?
I haven't lobbed any. I don't lob any.
Might be in the back of your camper then.
No.
Mate, you said you're getting a new camper.
On order.
Spoke to him today. Watch. Brand new. Man. You're on the old man body
as
well.
What are you having this year? A man or a sprinter?
Man.
You go man too. We're going to be matching in mans.
Brand farting new. Man.
Mine will be for sale end of February if anybody wants it. Get in touch with SC Sports.
Mine is for sale still down.
Or Ed. Ed will sort it out if you message Ed.
Don't message me. Message SC Sports then.
When's yours arriving? In March?
Yeah.
First block of March is what I'm on.
Have you both specced them up?
I just leave it to him.
They just do that. You don't get much.
Can't
stress.
You tell him how you
the
want
man
the
wants top spec?
No, well, I think they do like three different packages you could choose from. Like, well, three different levels of it. I don't really.
What did you then? Just want an upgrade because you was a bit tight first time round.
Basically.
What, and now you've had a couple of problems and you just think, I use this quite a lot. I just want a new one. No,
I'm happy with mine. I just thought.
Can you stop knocking that?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Just stop.
I just thought I'm going to forget a new one now. I'll probably keep it for another couple of years. Mine actually hasn't even got many miles on it for how old the van is. But I just thought, keep him fresh.
Just whack my face on
when I first got mine, there was no other choice. That's why I didn't get a new one. Because I only wanted long wheelbase for parking it in Andorra. And there was nothing else in long wheelbase. That's how I ended up with the one I got.
Ah. Are you getting long wheelbase again?
Yeah.
I'm extra long.
But yeah, you've got four views in there now.
Yeah, he asked how the seat's set up in the front, whether I want one, two, but it's just ag now. Two at the front makes no difference to one at the front because still people have got to be in the back.
Mm. You're better. You normally
single seat
go on your own anyway when your missus comes next day.
So I said I'm going to get a single seat in the front this time. It's a single race.
Single each side. Yeah, and then pivot them, turn
like
it around.
Like your van, yeah.
Nice. Shall we have a little chat about Supercross because you're such an expert?
Are you just been telling?
What do you want to say?
You've just been telling. You've just been telling us how you're going to go World Supercross next year because you feel so good at it.
Bill, did I tell you or did you ask me?
Are you backtracking now?
Like we said before in the other one, there's no chance he's racing World Supercross because the promoter didn't even know who he was when he got in the lift.
Yeah, I won't get paid to go there, will I? You have to be on a team and you have to do them all. I don't know, actually. No, Dylan Walsh wildcarded.
You just have to be on a team.
No, Dylan Walsh wildcarded Cardiff. The country can have a couple of wildcards. That's how they do each one.
But he's not from New Zealand.
No, in England.
Oh, they can enter a few people.
Yeah.
Ah.
The country can have... Each country, from what I can have a wild card. Okay. And Dylan Walsh was the wild card from the UK, and also Dylan Woodcock. So you could do it. I would. I don't know. I was thinking.
We'll let you know in a couple of weeks. See how it goes.
To be fair, I think a lot. It's now arena cross has nothing really to do with it because it's a complete different sport to supercross. You can't really compare the two. Like some good riders have come over in the past. Josh Hansen came to arena cross and got smoked. I think when he was still.
What, he came to British arena cross.
Yeah.
Did he?
Only done a couple of rounds, but
I had a hand in that.
Look how good he is at supercross, and then
what?
Yeah, can't remember what year. He's one of the like most skilled, and he just he said rode, it was fucking pointless. He may as well have not even
LP
on.
Kawasaki.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure, wasn't it, Steve James?
I can't remember what bike he rode, but anyway, but he won that fond. I think he done two rounds and then said, "This is mental."
probably because he had head to heads back then.
We got head to heads this year again.
No, but you're all probably sensible enough to say.
Oh yeah, more sensible. But that'd be, I can't remember
head to head with Bill. Round the suit. Well, can we have a test run at SX Works on Thursday night? Head to head.
I need to practice the head to heads.
Oh, fucking with pleasure.
You reckon?
With fucking pleasure.
All right.
To be fair, after my, you want to sign Johnny up after his performance at the weekend? He was getting right dicey. He was.
Why was he so? Why did he want you on the floor so much?
I don't know. Maybe it's because he'd paid for the hire car to get us to the track. He maybe I didn't offer.
Well, you had to share a hire car on the way home, yeah?
Because I drove back in the van. And I thought, oh, it's a bully getting someone else to take my car back. So I just thumbed a lift with him.
Yeah, he wanted you on the floor.
I didn't offer him any fuel money, so I'm guessing that's revved him up.
That sand section was always going to end. When you hit someone in the sand, both go down immediately. There's no way.
No, but I didn't immediately. I actually stay up for a few seconds longer, and I think.
Yeah, you like
my
trip
foot
over
peg
him.
Goes into his front wheel.
I done it
on
once.
Exit, and I get a.
In Lommel, I'd done Paul and both in a mess, and then I'd done Tonus, who was both in a mess. I must have been a bit leery.
Both your fault?
Yeah, both completely my fault. I was the championship. I was fighting for third at that time. Paul and was a little bit behind me, and then he overtook me, and then the next corner, I just went up the inside and just cleaned us both out, and I got up first, and he wasn't happy about it, and he, I don't know, said something in French. I think I fucking shouted back, and then rode off, but got third. And it was quite a pivotal moment in the championship because I think there's only two rounds left. So
quite like story time with Tommy Sill.
Glad I took him out. And then the next day I'd done Tonus all like really bad. I was dropping back in the qualifying race at Lommel and I just had enough and he tried going around me with like three corners to go and I just didn't shut off and we both went down hard then. He wasn't happy about that either. I think he actually pushed his bike back to the pits, didn't even fire up. But I just know in the sand when you hit someone, the chances are you're both going down.
Yeah, because your front end ends up like fucking washing. It just goes brr.
Big dig in.
Because normally in a hard pack track, the inside bloke chances is going to power, but where it doesn't drive, you just get
just goes full on you and you just down. Lose balance because it's just there's no momentum.
Yeah.
Oh well.
So if you're thinking of taking someone out in the sand, think twice.
What's your thoughts then on the old Supercross?
What? World Supercross, or just the way the Supercross happened?
No, A1, first
one. Yeah, A1.
I haven't actually watched it. So
still not.
I haven't fucking stopped, Edward.
You sat down last night sending me videos that you were watching on YouTube. You could have just watched
what
that.
What was I watching?
I don't know, Shite on TV. Real Shite.
I did actually watch yours last night also. I sent you a picture of yours.
Yeah, mine was a good watch. Well, it wasn't that great, but Ed watched it. But Ed made it, so it was.
No, it was good. It was short.
Eyes.
I liked it. I've been thinking about doing shorter ones for the last 3 weeks, and then
why swerving the questions?
You banged. Yeah, I did thought that when he started talking the last time. Just talk about Supercross. You fucking idiot.
I really enjoyed it. I'm happy it's back. I always get well excited about Supercross, and then when it comes round, and about round 12, I lose a bit of interest. But now it was just unreal, wasn't it? The 450 race was probably one of the best races I've ever watched. Oh, edge of the seat stuff.
It's good.
I might watch it then.
Yeah, no, it's worth watching. 250. Nothing really happens up until. I was going to watch it again today.
Yeah, we'll watch it whilst having dinner after.
Together?
No, Bill's
I've got to go home.
You're not invited.
I've got another 10 minutes. it was just edge of your seat stuff. He couldn't believe. Like, one thing, mate's winning, he goes down. Another bloke's winning, he goes down. And then another big crash. Just like, fuck me, what's going to happen next? And then Tomac was obviously just unbelievable, as he has been the rest of the the past 12 months. Mad, really. The other riders must be a bit scratching their heads, thinking this man is...
I thought Webb was closing
our pants down.
Webb
yeah,
was good. He's done good.
Webb was good. He'd come from back like he does and just picked him off, but he wouldn't have picked Tomac off without Tomac slowing down, though.
Anderson was also on the way up front, wasn't he, and he went down.
Yeah, Anderson was on his way, but he had quite a big crash, I think. I thought it was little. He had a big crash in practice, and then obviously main event, crash. He had another crash in the corner, but it wasn't like a small tip over. It was quite a violent go down. And then, don't know, there's so much going on. Roczen was all right, wasn't he, on his Suzuki?
What was it? Tomac, Webb, who was third?
Webb was Sexton. Third.
No, Webb was second.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he passed Sexton with one lap to go.
Oh, I missed that.
Sexton was winning, and you'd think if Sexton was winning, it'd be hard to pass him, but from what he said in the press conference, he was struggling with the track, which a lot of riders was. It was like
Did you watch any of practice?
Tacky, yeah.
Practice was fucking carnage. I watched practice.
There was an interview with Tomac, and he said it was one of the trickiest conditions to race any supercross track, which
I can believe.
Because it's not wet enough to not do the lines.
No.
And it's sticky.
I heard a rumour, actually, but I'm not going to see it on you.
Go on, just tell us now and I'll cut this little bit.
Oh, I know. He's on a 22 bike with a 23 frame or something.
I don't know. I have no evidence. So, in fact, it is just a rumour, so I don't want to be...
Well, you can't... I think by rules, you can't mix the frames. So I would imagine if that was the rumour you're talking about, it's slim.
But surely he's allowed to ride a 22 bike, period.
Well, Roczen's on an 07.
Oh, yeah, you could ride a 22 bike. Of course you can. But I don't think you can, like, mix match.
Yeah, but he's allowed to ride a 22 with just plastics.
You could put a 23 engine in a 22 frame. Why wouldn't you? How's that legal?
They're both bikes. You just make the 23 plastics fit the 22.
Yeah, you could do that.
Well, that's surely what they've done.
I really don't know.
If that was the... I don't think that would be that difficult.
I wouldn't. I
generally anyway, don't need to put any of that in. So it didn't really develop.
Where did
Well, Tommy tried to develop it, which it didn't need to develop. I was just going to keep everyone on the edge of the seats about the rumour.
Yeah, I just don't believe in the rumour. So that's that. But obviously he was good. And then...
What do you reckon to poor old De Faulkner?
Austin Faulkner? Bad. I mean, I think he's a bit of a chopper. Anyway, like,
what?
The way he comes across in the years past. But now he's actually like a bit more sensible the last year. Oh,
you're just doing a bit of backpedaling here.
No, right? Just everyone would. If you've asked most people. No, but the stuff he says and talks about.
Just from his internet presence.
Yeah, just the presence.
Quite similar to Tommy Searle then of 2011.
Young, isn't he? Yeah, no, I agree. Like, you're young, you're winning Supercross. He was like the boy, won 7 out of 7 one year. But now he's grown up and he's way more sensible and you don't want to see anyone go through what he's gone through. Like, he won a race last year and then collided with Jet, which was Jet Lawrence's fault in that incident. And then he's out all year and now he's got himself back and it's hard to get yourself back from that. And
10 metres down the start straight.
He was fastest qualifier and then he's made it 10 metres down the start straight. And some people, I read some bits, they're like, oh yeah, but it always happens. But things like that, you can't.
No,
it's luck of the draw. Yeah, you could have shut off, but it just happens. You're in that moment, and sometimes
that happened in a split second. You can't. There's nothing you can do.
You could shut off, but you could also roll at the start and then stop yourself getting injured. But that's bad when a rider like that. We've all been.
What's he injured? Does anyone know?
No, I don't think anyone knows.
Maybe by the time this comes out, there will be an injury.
Yeah, just to have an injury and then come back, and another injury and then come back. To then just be out again at round one, soul destroying, I would have said.
Not gone well for PC for the last
lot of years. They've had sort of a bad run, which their bikes are, obviously I think Star bikes are that little bit better than any other bike on the track currently, but Pro Circuit are right there and it's just luck of the draw, I guess, for the riders. But then in another way, the other teams have, I would imagine, a stepped up, like Star, you can see with what they've done at Carmichael's house is mad. No, I've not got the riders. And then, to be fair, the two riders they did have were only like 6 and 8s or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They haven't got any really like mega.
They've made a rod for their own back by the success they've had, I read somewhere the other day.
Is it?
Yeah, because their riders were that good. They had Christian Craig. He would have gone up anyway. He's a little bit older, won the championship, so had to go up. they had Colt Nichols that won the championship the year previous, so you get a year to defend it the way the points went. So he got forced up even though he broke his both arms the year before. They also had Justin Cooper that won it.
He pointed out and won it.
So the way the rules was, he's got forced up. So their riders were too good that it's pushed them all up. So now they've had to go for like a new lease.
To all younger riders.
But I thought the Supercross, in general, was mega. It's just nice to watch something, isn't it, for us over here? Wake up Sunday morning, whatever you do, stick the Supercross on.
We said this again yesterday, but there's nothing better than watching it when it's free.
Because
you've paid.
You're paying for it.
Yeah. Well, you said you'd put money in my account.
I might have told a lie.
No, I've supplied the goods for that.
That can be the start.
We'll flash the email and password up on the screen if anyone else wants to.
I go for motorworldtv.com rather than the premium official one, which is that little bit cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, £70 for that, and for that you get MXGP, AMA Nationals.
It's good, works well, that.
I don't really know how that can happen.
Seems cheap.
Well, let's not glaze over it too much so it doesn't stop.
I don't want it to stop.
No, it's common knowledge on Facebook. I've seen people talking about it, but...
Well, us logging in as you and watching it is the start of you
and
rebuilding
your... Yeah, and people get to log on as three people. Ed shared me the Endurocross one because I just didn't have the £7 to spend the other night on your race and can't get in unless it's on just you. I ended up watching it on FaceTime. He FaceTimed me while your race was on and I just watch it.
It was mad.
Supercross is good. Look forward to it every week. We pay Pulp and Mex League as well, don't we? Fantasy.
Yeah, I won.
Bill
I didn't
won
have
that.
A good performance, so I was only 180 points.
I got 2 zeros in the 250 class.
I had 1 0, won it. Who was it again?
Pierce Brown.
Pierce. He does a bad luck as well.
Yeah, he's bad luck. He's good rider and very bad luck.
I watched practice and thought, I'll have a bit of that. I'll have a bit of Pierce Brown. And then
no, I knew better. I was wiser.
Yeah, on a track like that, I should have been wiser, to be fair.
All right, but you still won. I don't know where I went wrong. I've not really looked. I didn't even know. To be honest, it was hard to pick the riders because I didn't know who was on whose coast. The riders in the race, I didn't really know. It was a bit. I was struggling to pick for first round.
I had Max Anstey picked at one point, and then
I had to do. I went on Instagram and seen he. Thankfully, it was very actually well played. That the first posted mid explained the situation.
Yeah,
I would have
chose Max Anstey. I think if Max Anstey had raced that race, he would have been fourth.
Have you spoke to Dean since the weekend?
Spoke to Dean.
What's he reckon?
He's happy. He says he struggled with track, which I think everyone did.
I think Dean was in my team, actually.
14.
Oh, so he's double points because he was...
I don't know what double points
is. 5 handicap.
I still don't know really how to play.
I don't even know. To be honest, when I was playing that game, I just thought, fuck this, just get some riders on the board and then just do it. I was trying to go to sleep as well. It was late. It's like 8:30. But... Yeah, Dean was all right. He was happy. I think everyone, with where he is at the minute, he just wanted to... He's had a lot of injuries, and then he just wanted to get through that round as well. Hard, isn't it? There's a lot of good riders in his class, a lot of factory bikes. He's now not on a factory team, so generally everything's that little bit harder than what it was the year before. So, and a couple of other riders have come up. Tough class.
Shall I ask some of these here questions and see how we get on from whether it takes us anywhere on a tangent?
Yeah.
Let's go.
There's quite a lot in here.
Are they?
Yeah, you put it on early this week.
Yeah, I did. Well, I wanted to get it on.
Good.
When's little Bill coming on a podcast? Get him on soon.
Next time he's here. He's in spin at the minute. Clever lad.
Yeah, we'll get him on soon. He's...
He's whipped the other day. Well, it was more of a turn down, but was all right. Yeah. What are you doing?
This is to our sponsor, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Nick.
Oh, go on. Here you go.
GTCI.
We need any work done.
Clip Bill's now jumped on board, hasn't he? You're a GTCI rider now.
Yeah.
Nick is, well, you'll see the video. So he's the boy. And then Bill's fucking hit him up as well. So now he's on the team GTCI. We're the boys.
Where have you got that?
Matched on anything. Is that worth...
Don't know.
Teammates.
Have you got it on your sleeve?
Yeah, it's on my sleeve.
And you're everywhere.
Mine all over. It's on my helmet. I've got it actually put on my helmet properly now.
You're not allowed to put anything on a Red Bull helmet, are you?
I'm not really sure. Technically no, but I've seen some pictures of some people with stickers and stuff on them before.
Do you want to dob them in? Do you want to dob them in? Snitch on them?
He was on FaceTime on the last podcast.
Johnny Walker. He'll do anything for a bit of money.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone wants to offer me chicken at the back door for a little sticker until we get told off, I'm more than happy to
just
go for
stop trying to sell stuff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You've got yourself a fuel cord out of the fucking podcast.
No,
the
I have not.
Yes, you have.
I sorted that as well.
Yeah, it's good.
Twat.
That's why I let you have the team manager job for Supercross.
Well, do I get a cut of the prize money then?
I'll give you 10% of the team prize money.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens, isn't it?
Well, you can have that. Yeah, it's £1,000 to the team overall. So if me and Mel go put us up top of the team box, then you can have 100 quid.
No. No deal.
Ed doesn't need any to come home with any more money from that weekend.
I'm
why?
Not. Well, I'll be spending money. I'm chucking t-shirts out in the crowd. Man.
Hotels cost us 400. He's 500.
Already fucked him. No. Stop him with how much cash he's going to have on him.
Don't say us.
I paid all that. Didn't
fuck
I?
Clean off. Oh. We were driving in the other day and he went, should we book some stuff for Arena Cross? Yeah. I said, you do the flights then. And he sat, well, I was driving. So I said, you do it. So he sat there doing the flights.
Oh, I owe you a bit for the hotel.
Yeah, just a bit. He'd done the flights that are like, 60
quid. 100 quid.
Next minute, 590 quid comes in on my card for the fucking hotel bill.
Hilton. You wanted the Hilton.
You wanted the Hilton.
I'd have gone Premier Inn.
But look, she was going, oh, this one looks nice.
Hilton's nice. Good. You'd be gold of Hilton anyway. Off your
yeah, there's not even a spa in there. It's a bit upsetting.
Anyhow.
Yeah, we're on holiday, aren't we? So I wanted to do it
when
right.
You arrive, though.
Yeah, it's nice. I like cookies.
It's good when that happens.
Go on, what was the next question?
I was actually...
what was that question? I can't remember it.
Chirp in.
Well, I didn't get to a question. You
I was
just started
talking
about
GTCI,
GTCI,
yeah.
Yeah, but what was before that? Because I actually had something I was about to say, but...
I was going
to
ask a question. But it's super cool.
No, something must have led there. Oh, I started taking a video.
Oh, no, Little Bill.
Little Bill.
I said, did you see his turn down the other day at Red Sand?
Yeah, I told him it was a 6 out of 10.
No, that one was good.
That was good. He's a good rider, actually. I think he's picked the pace up. A lot over the last month or so. I think I give him a few tips that would have helped.
What, like you give on the Tommy Sale training schools? Do you want to plug them while you're at it?
I'm busy at the minute. I've not actually put any out. No dates, but they'll be coming. Keep an eye on the website, tommysaletraining.co.uk.
Stickers, how are you getting on with stickers?
Stickers are good. Backyard designs if you need anything.
I've actually spoke to them. They've designed me a full new Kex set that are going on the configurator as a base template.
The great sticker stick to anything.
Are you getting commission for them?
I use it as free advertising, Bill.
I will get commission for them, so buy some graphics.
Right, another one. Lewis Barker. Need to start making some more podcasts to keep me entertained while I'm in hospital.
Oh, yeah, I know Lewis.
What's he done?
He's got cancer, so he had it, and then he had a treatment, and now unfortunately it's come back. So,
oh, really?
Big get well soon for Lewis, if you're listening.
There's two of these this week, so there's two to keep you entertained.
We've got two this week.
I was seeing if he could come to Arena Cross and sort it out, but I'm not sure what stage he's going to be in, so he might not be able to make it. But hope we're entertaining you, mate. Mm. Bill's quite an entertaining man, aren't you?
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
he is, with that fucking permanent marker pen stuck in his
head. Stole this technique off Manny at the weekend, actually.
Give it back to him.
I quite like it.
It's scruffy, isn't it? So you would.
Billy, will we see you on a four-stroke at any hard enduro races this year?
Probably not this year. Maybe when I'm older.
What bike are you on first?
Can you pick, though? Could you pick if you wanted
whatever
to?
Whatever your sport is.
Well, you could say, I want to ride a 350, not a 300. And they wouldn't say, yeah, no.
Be fine.
What are you on your...
Well, it'll be fine because there's 350. Like, it would be a bit... I'm sure they'd probably be against it if I went, like, the week before and said, oh, can I ride a 350 this week? Like, obviously, shit needs to be ordered at the beginning of the year, but...
But it's every rider's choice to ride a 300, basically.
Yeah.
Any reason
why? Like, if I wanted to choose to ride a 250, two-stroke, for example, that would be fine.
Any reason you choose a 300, two-stroke?
We haven't got time to talk about that now.
Yeah. Fuck, are the reasons you would go in. Oh, my God. I couldn't bear to listen to that in a minute. I asked you a question the other day, and I wish I never did. I can't remember what that was about.
No, I educated you on your fucking foot pegs.
Oh, it was foot pegs, yeah. Were you wanting them 15 centimetres lower?
Let's not get on with it.
Are you all attending Valleys Extreme next week? Billy to race, Ed to race, and Tommy to vlog?
Probably
he
not.
He told me he was racing.
We are, we're away.
There's any arena across the same weekend before we have this discussion.
I wouldn't go down there. Fuck. Well, I would if it was good. I'm just fucking tired at the moment.
You enjoyed your enduro day out at Tong the other day.
Tong was good. I would go down there, but honestly, fucking times of the
there's an arena cross same day anyway.
Yeah,
arena cross same day. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure 27th and 20th.
Did you like our Tong ride out? You did. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did actually watch it. It was all right.
Good day that. Enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I actually preferred the last time up at Tong than that time. It's a bit too wet. Ed says he quite liked it, but I just found everywhere was wet. If you know what I mean. I like to tear up a bit, but. When there's water in the area, I don't know what's in the water.
It's like a clay ground, so when everywhere's wet, you just slide everywhere. Like, what the race is usually like. This
a little bit slippy, but it was more like when you're going through, weaving in and out, and there's a hole. I don't know what's in the hole.
15 foot deep, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I couldn't see what's there, so I didn't want to go fast in case I dropped in something. There was a rock or a tree root, and then I'm just tucked the front, and I'm like, why'd I do that? So I was like, the pace was slow.
You wanted to up the pace.
Yeah, I wanted to give it some revs and just get a bit snappy.
How's the Kawi enduro bike feel compared to Honda?
Quite similar, to
I
be honest.
I thought it would be quite similar, to be fair.
I liked it, though. I think it makes a big difference with the suspension, to be honest. K-Tech, just actually unbelievable suspension.
I'll second that, because my bike feels mint.
Does it?
Yeah, it actually does. I upset a couple of people with my comment as well in the vlog about my flywheel weight. They're saying, how can you put a flywheel weight in a counterbalanced engine?
Yeah, I've seen that, but that's a lot of shit, because you can put a weight on the flywheel or the clutch. It's just still adding weight to what...
I wouldn't know.
Spinning.
I got it from...
Your bladder comment was a bit annoying. That infuriated us a little bit.
Me?
No, him.
Why?
That said about the...
No. The bladder on the kit.
It's him.
Oh, was it?
It's in the shock, and he went, no, it's in the forks.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I just know the K-Tech.
For some reason, I thought it was you. I wouldn't expect any less from you.
Yeah, no, I just know the K-Tech conversion kit, and then I was just a bit confused at the time. I didn't know it was, whatever.
I did have a strong feeling that you would prefer the feeling of that compared to your other suspension, though.
The cone valve, so.
Because for, the riding you do...
Yeah, plodding.
And you like pivot turns and you like the very technical side
of
hard enduro.
He doesn't smash into stuff.
Yeah, you just steady away, but he really likes, a nice pivot turn or going almost like trials, the technical elements he likes to fuck around and do a lot.
Yeah,
and the standard stuff
going flat
gives the bike
out.
A lot lighter feeling. So I did expect him to enjoy that suspension setup.
So what's
more.
The difference to suspension setup then? This is a heavier feel he's got now.
No, lighter.
Lighter,
feel.
Yeah.
Like a lighter, more responsive, faster rebound, but there's not as much safety when you go fast speeds.
Yeah, you don't go fast.
But you don't go fast. So
don't go fast.
I did think he would enjoy that.
No, it's good. And there's someone asking what I did to my flywheel. I got it from Dirt Bike Spec. Is that
Bolton's?
I actually
bought you a flywheel.
Yeah, it's the same one, but it's from...
I got you a flower, but then I took it away.
Yeah, but then you give me back.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's the one from Paul Bolt Shop. Dirt bike spec. 150 grams.
150.
Heat it up, tap it on, do the scrub screws.
Expensive for FO.
No.
I suppose booking
you
when,
stupid man.
When money's no object, you want your bike to feel right, 150 grand, fucking you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
So it's fucking not made of gold.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves. What should we talk about, Thomas?
How much of a moron he is.
Well, he is a moron because he's opening the fuck. There's a toilet in there.
Oh,
yeah,
there's a toilet just there.
Not bad. Will Tommy be on a Kawasaki till the end of his career now?
Well, the chance is quite high because the career is coming up. The end of the career is coming up fast. So I would hope so. Yeah, I would like.
What have you done? A 1 year deal?
Everything's 1 year, yeah. I don't even know if I've signed a contract with Kawa yet. It's all quite, we're all happy. Everyone I deal with, we're all just, everyone's on the same page, so it's not like a strict thing. We're all just happy to be working with each other, so it's nice. Everything's a lot more relaxed, and I would hope that. I like the
childish
bastard. Silly man's doing now. I like the way it works with Kawasaki a lot more. Three rein, like if I wanted to say next week I wanted to race that enduro up at Fat Cats, they would say probably wouldn't reply to the message. They just
would they not say focus on the championship?
No, they wouldn't really care. They're just happy to be happy for me to do what I want to do, which is nice.
They see the value in you being doing what you do now.
Yeah, they're just happy. Or rather not than even that, they generally
do they like the vlogs with
everything. Like the videos, yeah, that's one of the reasons they like it all.
Did they like the team reveal launch?
They have to be thrilled with the team reveal.
The team reveal. Well, obviously, Nick liked it, but everyone liked it. It's one of the most watched videos, and if I see someone now, they all mention that. So that went better than really expected. You can't have asked for more from that. But just Kawasaki, yeah, I would like to finish. I'm not sure how many more years I'll race. I would definitely do more races again next year, whether it's in a full championship. We'll see how this year goes, but I feel good, so I would expect, I end my career with the Kawasaki and then hopefully continue it doing other things, brand ambassador and cracking on.
Milk it for as long as possible.
As long as possible, yeah.
Will Ed be on site at the Arena Cross to do the vlogs? And if so, will we have full access all areas?
You have an access all areas pass, mate. You're team manager.
We're sorted, yeah. We'll be doing the vlogs from...
There'll be vlogs every week. Maybe two in Belfast, because it's 2 day. I reckon we can, again, milk it as much as possible. So two vlogs.
I was thinking we could get 3 out there.
What?
You 3? Wanna... You don't want to bore people.
Nah, travel.
You're fucking it, travel
fucking
vlogs.
Getting on a plane.
You're the most anti... Yeah. You're the most anti-airport vlogger ever.
Yeah, but watching him try and fucking put weight through this shitty airport, kick the bag off, hire the car, get there, walk the track, get his pass. Be entertaining, wouldn't it? Because he'll have fucking no idea what he's doing.
We'll see.
If you're
I
making
think
them, it's all right.
Yeah.
You could make an airport look good, because every time I try, it doesn't come across like I want.
No, well, you're more of like, we're at the track, let's go. That's what he tells me.
Well, yeah.
If ever I start pulling the camera out, no, I'm not sure, Brian.
Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
It was sitting in a van, it's there's no thought gone into that. I'm in a van, I've got spare time, I'll turn camera on and talk. Fucking
depends what you see.
It does, but like, if you're going to say something, say it quick and let's get on to the good stuff. Just not appealing to look
don't
at.
Don't take offence to it, Bill.
I'm not.
I listen to you when you're in your van.
Anyway, the
answer is... I don't really do intros in vans anymore.
The answer is yes.
I do endings, because I've usually forgot all the shit that I was meant to actually say or do.
The answer is yes, anyway. We'll be vlogging them. Are we going to get a ride day up north this year? Ironworks or Schoolhouse? Any suggestions?
Ironworks would be a good place for one, to be fair.
Would it?
Mm.
Jen, you'd get a lot of the Bolt fans up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we should maybe look
at... Well, you organise that in and cut me in at fucking the same round.
No, we've actually got... Me and Ed have got one ride day each, which we can organise for you to attend for free. And then we'll be even. So the first one, you can attend and you can be there. And
no,
you can
got
fucking,
500
you
quid,
can also fucking crash and ragdoll yourself
for
off
the fan,
a fucking
for the fan
ski jump.
You got 500 quid first time.
No, I didn't.
Did you never get paid?
I got nothing. I was went there
Ed
under
got
the
a grand. He must have pocketed that.
I didn't get a grand.
And we all went there under the intention that it was an even playing field, and
you
know.
No, you did not. Not the first.
Nah,
one.
I fucking did.
The first one you sold as a dream, like, oh, we've got to do it for Backyard Designs. It's part of my contract.
I didn't agree with any of that.
Next minute, he's
shit.
Fucking counting up the notes.
You fucking bought a new car the week after the first one.
No. Honestly, I didn't make. Apex actually took all the money.
Oh, of course they did.
I only said like £3 a rider.
I don't want to talk about it anymore because that's just another thing. You fucking.
This year
we such a shit mate.
This year we split it three ways.
And that was a fucking painful task getting
that
out.
Yeah, because I got VAT. It cost me a lot. It cost me. It didn't end up three ways. I had a fucking small portion, I'm sure of it.
Don't even get me started on
no,
cost
we won't
me.
Get,
cost
come on, let's carry on. Let's go.
What you pair cost me is fucking unreal. Anyway, rumor has it you boys have bought a private jet off the back of all the merchandise.
Peel might have.
Fucking
I definitely
wish. Oh, give it a rest.
How excited is Tommy not to be riding a bike with gold wheels this year?
Very. That's a bad looking bike. Bless him.
They've sorted bad. The kit out though. They've sorted the shirts out.
Oh, I would go. Yeah, it looks better. They all
that
look good.
First
fly
shirt
gear looks
was
good.
Bad.
Do you know who's asked that?
Jesse Peterson. you just don't work, do they? Gold wheels on the Honda, but they work on. The Suzuki, Callum Swan's bike the other day looked nice. And Rox, has Roxon's bike got gold wheels? I think so.
I think so.
When they wheeled out the
I don't even mind them on a
Hondas
Honda,
at the Supercross, why was there two white Hondas
yeah,
on the
yeah,
other?
I didn't
and
get Sexton's
that.
Sexton's
been riding that
yeah.
this week also.
Didn't get that. I didn't like that either.
Well, I was like, pff, yeah, and then they didn't white. Race it.
Didn't
it
make sense to me. And one had blue graphics and one had pink graphics. Bit odd. There was no real story or back story. I didn't get the reason behind it. It was just white Honda.
We'll come out and then we'll all go. It was quite good because we've been talking about it for so long.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Maybe
it.
A touch off topic. Do you think it had anything to do with Ken Block?
No.
Because Twitch had full Ken Block everything.
Yeah, different. No, I don't think would it have was. Had no.
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 Okie dokie. Bill. When is the 610 making an appearance?
I don't fucking know. I wish I did. To be fair, I haven't actually replied to
I hope
to
that bloke's actually just gone off all social media and just stole your bike.
No. I haven't replied to his last message, to be honest. But I don't know. To be honest, it took longer than I was expecting, but I think there was a lot more problems than...
Yeah, when you took that bike down, that's going to come a lot of bits.
So they're on with it though. I've had a few pictures of it, but it'll be ready when it's time.
Will it look nice?
I'm not really sure. I've kind of moved on now.
I see that old nail over there.
There'll probably be a vlog about that bike by now, won't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I reckon. But probably I was going to try and do one maybe tomorrow or the next day.
And release when?
Weekend.
Ah, this will come out next week. So you've all seen it.
The new ting.
What are you going to do? Ride around in the mud
there
again?
There's a new piece. Well, I thought that. If we can get started. They were trying to bump start it outside the arena on Sunday and it wasn't working. Stan's face was fucking brilliant. He was so angry about the whole thing. And I said, you were this angry about the 610 when it turned up and look how much joy it brought however many people. Yeah. It was just so negative.
I can't imagine that one going as well as the way the 610 went.
It's not going to spit flames, but I think it might be better to ride that one. The 610's actually all right to ride.
Be good if it goes up some big stuff at like Cam or something.
Yeah, you could make a cool video on that one.
Yeah, like a proper enduro
like
one.
Like good stoppies and shit.
Yeah, I'd do.
So in answer to the 610 question, I don't know. But don't worry, it's not being forgotten about. I think about it every day. There's might all be something, there's something special coming when it does make a return.
What, the 610? Mm. Does it made of cotton by any chance?
Green, it's made of cotton.
And you can wear it?
Possibly. Not seeing any more, though.
Oh, you think too far ahead. You just want everyone's money. Every opportunity. It's bad, really.
What are you about?
We think too far ahead.
Just
we're
thinking
just
ahead. I'm going to do that bike. Now I'm going to get some money off of everyone for this T-shirt. And then
T-shirt's in stock. Done, boy.
That's what I mean.
Ready to go. Turn it on now if you want. Yeah. Where's your new merch?
I actually got some pictures today.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
what are you gonna do? Start putting them together mid November and get them out for Christmas?
No, he's gonna fucking turn
it
to me and go, can you
do spring,
it?
I think. I want a little spring summer collection.
That's quite a good tie of three questions here. Keck's pop up shop at Matley, possibly, because if Masters of Mexico, there'll be one.
I was about to say, you are just contradicting everything you've ever said ever.
I always said the pop up shop should.
No, I won't be doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I think you should, but Ed's the most anti-pop-up shop person on planet Earth.
No, I'm not. Such a cool Keck stand.
I'm not doing that. You'd rather see me dead than stood in a field selling
t-shirts. No, that's not the reason. The reason is
make a proper stand, chairs.
It's ag. It's ag to get the stuff out of stock off the website into something else and then back into stock afterwards.
It's not enough ag. I think it's that ag.
It's not much ag.
He told me that when I wanted to sell mine somewhere. Talked me out the idea.
All right, well, let's do it. You two can help me.
I was going to sell mine in between races at my store at the British Championship. Like, no, race, that's a bad go idea. Back.
That's why we've got traders. It's just easier.
That's a bad idea. Yeah, I could have made probably a couple of £100 though. All my family were at that one. They would have bought loads.
Well, that then leads into Tommy, will you be doing any wildcards, MXGP races, or MX Nationals? Not MX Nationals.
AMA.
AMA Nationals.
More likely AMA than MXGP. The plan is, I was speaking to Mitch Covington yesterday from Monster, and I mentioned it, and he says, yeah, you can come out. They'd support it, and then go to his house and that. So that is the plan, but whether the plan comes into action is a different story, so we'll see. But I also have to be feeling good at the time. I'm not going to go out there if I'm struggling or don't feel good. I have to feel good. So it all just time how I'm feeling at that point, and if the race is, it all comes together. But that is, I would like to, yeah, at least two. Red Bud's July 1st. That'd be nice to do Red Bud weekend. I like that track. I know it. You sort of know the area, so it's not really... You can crack straight on in that and no excuses, really. So, but the only thing I would... It's so hot there in the summer. That's the only thing I'd be like, fuck, you don't really ride. But I've always been okay in the heat before. But yeah, so the plan is a national. But we'll see what the crack is at the time.
Have you...
Revo obviously support that. Sorry for butting in again. They have their workshop out there in California. Dylan's racing the... Supercross with it, so if any team it's doable, Revo would support it massively, so they're keen to do it, because I think Dylan would race it with me in a 250 class as he did last year.
Have you got a full season series sorted? Is everything confirmed, or is any rounds to be confirmed, or
in the British?
No, for Bill,
you've had your turn now, shut up. I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I think it's pretty much decided now. It was like 10 rounds at first, the World Championship, but now it's down to 7, I think.
7 outdoors.
That's a lot. Wow.
Yeah, 10 at first.
Fuck me.
First calendar was 7 indoor and 10 outdoor.
What? But wow. You'd really have to work for your money for once.
Yeah, well, I was actually thinking, like, things need to be renegotiated here for doing that many races. Yeah. I was actually going to check my contract, how many races it was for, but anyway, it's now down to 5 and 7, which is, that's definitely within what I'm required. But yeah, I don't think, I'm sure you can go and find provisional calendars and stuff. Well, seems a very long way away outdoors, but I'm sure it'll be here before we know it.
Comes around quick.
Have you got, what's the break between last round of
season? Nicest, yeah, it's a full month, I think. Maybe it's even more. But it's at least a month, which
Where's your first outdoor?
Serbia again. Oh no, Israel was the first one last time, but we'll not talk about that.
No Israel this year?
No.
Only in Israel indoor?
Indoor.
I like the Israel vlog.
There wasn't one, was there?
Wasn't that the real hot race?
Yeah, but I don't think there was a vlog, was there? Oh, no, there was a vlog. There was a vlog from the outdoor race, but not the indoor race.
No, not the indoor outdoor.
No, the indoor race, you sat in a cupboard all day.
I hid. I intend to hide again this time. But, yeah. Was that the third part of that question?
That was it? No, that was another question I asked you there.
I thought you won before. I had three parts to it. Pop-up shop, Tommy.
Yeah, three parts was MXGP or AMA.
Oh, okay. I'll just shut up then and let you carry on.
Aye. How do the three of you work together and still maintain such a strong friendship? There's a lot of cracks in it, if you haven't noticed.
Me and Bill aren't really friends.
We tolerate each other to do these fucking videos.
No. Well, I'm the glue to it, really. What?
Fuck, how'd you work that out?
I brought Ed into the sport.
I was into the sport before you.
To be fair, Kex probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, would it?
No.
He's everything. Tommy does it all.
I do the designing and bits and then Ed runs most stuff past me because I don't have the time to be really hands-on with the brand. So it's like most days I'm getting a call like, should I release this one? I'm like, yeah, that'll work. So I'm going to buy that, mate. Oh, but I didn't have it to sell. I'm like, yeah, just fucking release it, mate. I'll post a picture and it'll go out like hotcakes.
This is very similar to what you tell me about the bloody merch. Every single time Tommy's made merch, he goes, I don't really like that design. And then I say, that's the best t-shirt. Goes out, boom, bestseller.
Well, me and Ed have been friends for ages from when I first lived up at Jamie Dobbs' house. And then Ed's house is close to there. And then at that time, Gary, Ed's dad, sponsored Jamie with Node 4 at the team. And it was his last year. So then Jamie rode up here a little bit. He used to bring me up here to ride. I met Ed.
No, that wasn't before that. What first happened was you had no mates up here and you used to get left here.
Left where?
Left here after riding, and then Jamie would come pick you back.
Get back from school?
Well, I can't remember what it was like. But been friends for a long time.
Yeah. Well, basically, I had no mates up here, yeah. So then I'd get
Ed. In the time, has there been any proper fallouts?
Yeah, no, the time you tried to fucking stick me for two KTM bikes for the price of one.
No.
Shafted me, tried to make me buy his brother's bike.
He brought this up on a podcast before. It didn't go like that. But we didn't even fall out anyway over that. But no, not proper ones, no. Just normal, innit?
I think I've actually asked that question before.
Ed then come to America with me.
We had a fallout there.
Years. Did we?
Yeah, massive fallout.
In America?
Yeah.
Not when I done you for at Paul?
No, not then. When you was fucking whining at me, I was 17 years old.
Doesn't sound like you to whine.
He'd been riding, asked me to drive home. I'm not insured.
Curbed the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucked me off.
Buckled the wheel on.
Wrote a wheel off.
On his Toyota Tundra and then went off at me and then tried to make me pay.
You fucking smashed the wheel to bits.
I shouldn't have even fucking been driving.
No, I think I didn't change the song. So then you leant over to change the song with the hump. And then as you leant over, you smashed the wheel.
Well, something happened.
Brand new truck, nice wheels on. Anyway, yeah, but
then I was angry that night, and I was cooking, and because I was being a stubborn little bastard, I wouldn't make him any dinner. So he threw a chicken fillet into the pan, and the splat hit me. I wanted to smash the plate.
I think you then chucked the whole pan at me or something. But we was young then. But that was, I can't remember many little things. So yeah, there's been little tiffs. But then Ed come out there with me, and then we went round Europe and. Buck and grew up really, and then Bill joined a little bit later on. That's that really. Bill comes and goes, so you don't really see much of him. You do, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a
fool. I'd not met you very long, and then I was pushing you through Derby Hospital in a wheelchair. That was the third time I'd met you.
2018. Also.
To be fair, you come through Jamie Dobb as well.
Yeah, yeah, that was when I first came up, and then that is correct.
He made
got left
you
at
really.
The hospital.
Got left at the hospital and then...
And then they said, no, you need to go to another hospital. I said, oh, that's good. I don't know anyone here. So then I rang it.
Yeah, I think Jamie gave you my number or something.
Nah, well, I knew you already. I'd been up here a few times
yeah,
by
been
that
up.
Point.
Either way. Then they
in fact, no. I know you quite not very well, but that was the end of the year. That was December. And that was the year you did Romaniacs.
Was it?
Yeah. That was 18.
I hope when I get home, the kids are all in bed and I just walk in and just... Just put my feet up and have a bit of dinner on the table.
Well, ask him a question about his bike or something that he'll rattle on about for an hour, and they will be.
What?
You'll probably be asleep as well.
I do waffle. I won't lie. Sometimes when I edit vlogs back, I just think, "What are you talking about? Why do you need to be still speaking?"
When
this
I
sentence?
Look at my vlogs, there's 15 opening scenes,
yeah,
20 ending scenes.
Oh, I don't do that shit anymore. I'm pretty like.
Yeah, but your first one's always maximum. The best.
Yeah, first one's always the best. I just think it always gives
you
shit.
Yeah, that is 9 times out of 10, if you do something multiple times, you use the first one anyway, or at least 90% of the first one.
Yeah. Are we done?
You ready to go? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually really tired, so without being a fucking nose, what's the actual time? How long have we been going?
Well, it says 1 hour and 5 on there, but you rattled on for the first 4 minutes about...
An hour? That's what I thought we'd do, an hour.
I thought we'd three.
Do a couple of quick ones then.
Quick questions. Anyone going to the Isle of Man TT this year? Probably not.
Don't know what I'm doing next week.
No, I've never been.
Have you never been to...
I would like to...
Did Monster not invite you last year? They invited loads of people.
Yeah, I didn't get the invite.
Really?
No. Did they actually invite a lot of people? I think
I've seen those loads of their athletes last year.
I think I had a race. Normally I have a race, but to be honest, I'm not that... worried about going right now. I know it's years to come I'll go and
it's
cruise about and enjoy it in a different way.
If anyone's thinking about it, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, then right now just shooting out there for a day, and I'd rather go for a crack when I'm a bit in a couple of years' time.
How much more arse licking has Billy got to do to get a super enduro in the UK?
I actually heard more developments on that subject.
Oh, did you?
Not yesterday, the day before. They're trying, put it that way.
Well, I think it would go well because Dougie Lampkin's event sold out at Sheffield.
Yeah. It was only half the arena, though, but still.
Still sold out.
But still, they sold out all the allocated and they wanted to sell out. And, like, the first two rounds this year have both been sell out. First one was 15,000, the second one was 6,000. Like,
15,000?
The first round.
Wow. It's a lot.
The support, I just think, I've said this before, but I just think from when they've previously tried to do one, the sport's changed so much.
Yeah.
And it's got such a bigger audience now, I just can't see it not being a success. So
I've had a lot of people...
Super Enduro. Mm. Oh, yeah, if they did one
like
here.
When you, if you look on the post when they made about the French round that's been cancelled, like every comment pretty much says UK
not being
round.
Funny, look how many people turn up at Tong to watch the first exactly. round. You do it up Sheffield area. Even a lot of people have messaged me this week. Well, one, but he said, are you going to Fat Cats to watch at the weekend? So people are interested.
Yeah, I actually do think it will happen.
Be good if it does.
Whatever. I'll probably have a crack.
Shut up.
I'm not joking, because when would it be? It'd be next year. I'm all over it.
If you're doing anything for a view, then, wouldn't it?
Whatever. Do the amateur class.
Whatever happened to the horse race Red Bull event?
Don't know. That was good crack and all.
You hated every second of it.
Yeah, but still, when you look back on it and you're still alive,
it was
fun.
It was good to do. It was a good day out. I heard it wasn't happening, then I heard it was, and I heard it wasn't again, and then I heard it was again, but I've not heard any more. Other than, I think there's something else kind of took over from it.
Oh, can you update us on that?
Nope.
Is it anything to do with you?
Nope.
You're just not telling us.
Oh, I'd rather the thing that is your idea in that, but we can't get involved in that, us motocrossers.
I think you're speaking beyond your terms here.
Well, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you haven't got a fucking...
Next question.
You haven't got a clue. What bike is Bill smuggling over the border?
You'll probably know by now.
They'll know by now. How's 10K Lee?
11K now.
Is he? 10.9 he normally says.
He's gone cuddling today.
It's all right. You could do a lot of that in South Africa. Fucking lot of that.
Huh?
Tommy and Billy, if a factory electric ride came up to test or race in the future, would you do it?
Yeah.
Tommy's been flat out on it all winter.
Electric bike?
Just made that up.
No, I was. Mate, he messaged me in
have you actually rode
Stark?
One ever?
No, I've not rode one. I don't actually like the feel of like a... Well, you can't even compare, but like a...
What are you about to say?
No, what's them stupid bikes? Surons. I fucking hate them things. Just that little the unknown of when you open the throttle and it just fucking shoots out from underneath you. I just think, get off this bike now immediately. But I wouldn't have thought the Starks anything like that. But
you're a man with no filter, aren't you?
Matey, who has a big input in the Stark, who runs the marketing side of it. Well, he's probably got other roles as well, but he's invited me to the track a few times over in Barcelona, but it just hasn't come about. And I don't even think Kawasaki would be too worried if I went over there and rode it. So I will, but it just needs to fall into place, doesn't it? Really, but I've got no qualms on riding electric bike. If they pay, and I'll fucking ride anything, basically.
You're such a beg.
Right, here's the final question.
No, they wouldn't pay me to ride that, I'm really. But anything, fuck, I'm at that stage in my career where if I...
No, they might just be so blown away by the technical input that you're going to give them afterwards. They just can't help but
fucking
take
be
on.
Better than you confusing every man in the shop.
Fuck off. Have they actually... R&D from KTM very much like with me.
Do they?
Testing. They wow. fucking do. I have raving reviews every time I get sent there.
What, and send so. Billy Bolt?
Home.
Get requested all the time.
Right, final question. Billy, would you ever consider trying freestyle motocross?
Nah, probably not. I'm a bit big, really.
You've tried.
Couldn't see me tucking in for a double backflip, can you?
Fuck, I'd like to see
that. Don't get us wrong, I like doing stunts.
You're good at stunts.
I grew up and watching Travis and...
You're more of like land freestyle, aren't you? What do you call that BMX sport?
What?
Like land freestyle.
Flatland, you fucking mole.
So that's what it's called, the BMX thing. Well, you fucking do 360. You don't take off. You like scoot on the front wheel around the fucking.
That's what he basically does. Pivots.
Yeah,
on
you're,
his
you're do stunts in the air, man.
You're a freestyle flatlander.
Didn't know handle landers in my vlog the other day.
Yeah, you can do them, but you're more of a freestyle flatlander, I would describe you as. You do wheelies, always one wheel on the floor, like nose pops into a back wheel wheelie.
Yeah, and then I just like fucking around. I wouldn't do any.
No, you wouldn't do freestyle. You're a
flatlander. I'd like to bust that backflip again, though. I know that's not even classed as freestyle motocross these days, but I'm going to get the backflip back in my arsenal.
On the 610.
Wow, imagine.
Fuck, that'd hurt if it landed on
if
you.
If anyone wants to sponsor that vlog,
that'd be a boomer.
DM us. Backflip a 610.
Backflipping the 610.
Get a t-shirt ready for that, Norman.
Right, we'll leave
get
it at that.
610 upside down on a t-shirt.
We've just turned the t-shirt we got now upside down and printed it upside down.
Perfect.
Right, thank you for watching, listening. We won't be back for a long time because Bill will fuck off.
I'll do another one this week or beginning of next week.
What, with another guest?
Who should we have as a guest? Let me know.
They don't know who you know, though. Right, we'll catch you soon. Bye.
Bye.